Abolish serfdom now. Persuasive essay. Friends, it's 1360, and events of recent years still shock me. I cannot accept the fact that in England the Black Plague killed at least one-third of our people. This terrible disease paid no attention to class or social hierarchy, and because of that, it has taught me a basic truth that I wish to share with you. While some rich people were able to avoid the dreaded disease by fleeing to the countryside, the majority of the people weren't as lucky. In every class, royalty, landowner, merchant, craftsman, teacher, peasant, and serf, people died. From this tragedy, I've learned this. We are all equal. If the plague can kill equally, why can't we live equally? Everyone deserves basic freedoms and rights. That is why I firmly believe that we must abolish serfdom. What person does not know how terrible the life of a serf is? A serf has no rights. It's as if the serf is a slave and is owned by the wealthy landowner for whom he works. The landowner not only requires the serf to work his land, but he also demands that the serf work it forever. Now, the landowner will say that the serf could not live without his help. He will say that he is being generous by providing land for the serf to farm. Well, he ignores the fact that a serf has only a hovel or a makeshift place to call home. The landlord will not admit that the serf has no time or energy left to farm the land he's been given for his own use. Plus, the serf has to pay a tax on this land even if nothing grows. He's not only a tenant living on the landowner's property, but also a prisoner. There is no happy medium here, no intermediate option. Let us work in pursuit of freedom for all. If we do not correct this injustice soon, be warned, the serfs will rise up and revolt. We must stop the medieval practice of serfdom before it is too late.